ABC News.
Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration has formed a special committee to see if more medicines can be manufactured locally, as some doctors struggle to access essential medications during the pandemic. Some of the medications impacted by international supply shortages are used by anaesthetists, prompting concerns the issue could lead to problems with the elective surgery system. Dr. Susie New is the president of the Australian Society of Anaesthetists and says the lack of consistent medication creates more risk for patients.
We've been getting feedback from our members that it's been going on for at least the pandemic. And I think the concern has been, we've been referring people to the TGA website to keep up to date with the drug shortages. And the feedback we've been receiving is that it's not necessarily matching up with what's happening on the ground in hospitals in our operating theatres. So there may be, say, a medication that's listed as now being back in supply on the TGA website, and then we're getting feedback to say, well, actually, our hospital is telling us that we're still in short supply of that particular medication.
So there's some kind of discrepancy between the TGA and hospitals and surgeries?
Correct.
What do you think may be causing that?
Oh, probably lots of different things, but I'm not sure how the TGA tracks it, and maybe they're just looking at it from an Australia-wide level, but then there's all the supply issues and the distribution issues and getting it into the different hospitals, into both the public system and the private health system. So perhaps there's different procurement channels. We don't really have a lot of involvement in the procurement side of things, but we are definitely very involved in the administration of these medications. So that directly impacts us.
Absolutely. And how does it impact your daily job?
Well, I suppose the biggest impact has been the constant updating of what medications are in short supply. So it may mean that we're having to choose different medications from the ones that we would usually use for a particular anaesthetic. Or it may mean what we're seeing more commonly is that we're seeing different medications coming in very quick. So very quick turnover of medications. So, for example, in an anaesthetic trolley, there's 20, 30 different medications. And you do tend to get some familiarity with the medications that are in there. But then because of the constant changing nature of the supply chain, we might get a different brand come in. So we might have something that's traditionally in a plastic ampule now be in a glass ampule. It may become a different strength, so we might be getting, say, a drug that's 1 milligram per mil come through as 5 milligrams per mil, so five times as strong. So we're finding that we're having to constantly check, and we do check anyway what we're giving, but there's a hypervigilance that's now involved, I think, with double-checking, triple-checking that the drug you think you're giving is the one that you're giving, and it's the same concentration that you're used to giving it in or you're used to seeing it being packaged in.
There's extra layers that now have to go in to check that everything's been done correctly, and I guess that those extra layers also create an extra risk for patients as well.
Correct. And as I said, there's 20, 30 different medications in that trolley, and some of those medications you need very quickly during an anaesthetic, and you rely on part of that familiarity. Like, when you drive the same car you drive every day, you rely on sort of familiarity with all the buttons are, and you just, can reach into the trolley, pick up the particular medication, find it, double check it very quickly and administer it. But what we're finding is, that particular medication might have changed. It might have changed its formulation, might have changed its strength. And you can't just, it just slows that process down. And then it just creates that ongoing hypervigilance. And the other day I reached into the drug trolley. I looked for a drug called dexamethasone, and it mixed in with the dexamethasone was a whole bunch of ampules of dexmedetomidine, completely different medication with completely different, side effects. And had I accidentally administered that, I could have, caused great problems for my patient.
Right. And has there been any delays to surgeries because you can't get the drugs needed to do the job?
There's been some discussion. There's been a particular drug that's been in short supply called succinylcholine, and it's very unique in its class. And it does a very particular role, and there's very few medications, and you need it in a particular instance that could replace it. And there's been some in some hospitals, there's been some limitation of its supply, and there's been some discussion as to whether it's actually safe to provide anaesthesia in a particular operating environment that doesn't have that medication available. So there's been those sorts of discussions in the last few months as well.
The TGA says that it's looking at perhaps trying to produce more of these medicines here locally to avoid these shortages. Is that something you'd support?
I think so, knowing, you know, very little about what goes into what's necessary to manufacture drugs safely in Australia. But I think if that can, you know, protect the security of medication supply in Australia, I think that's a good thing. I spent a fair bit of time working in another developing country just after I became a consultant. And at one point in that country, we ran out of almost every anaesthetic medication available. And it became almost impossible to give an anaesthetic, and they were so reliant on an overseas supply chain. So I would hate to see anything like that happen to Australia.
That's Dr. Susie New, the president of the Australian Society of Anaesthetists, speaking there to ABC News Radio's Tim Shepherd.